despite its efforts, to bring the entire community to the table. And it's easy to understand why. Many members of minority or handicapped communities face daily problems that overwhelm any interest they might have in city policy. Others have language or mobility restrictions that limit their ability to participate. Yet they live here too, and they're often more dependent on city policy than those members of the better off communities who do turn up at the meetings. This is a problem the Equity Office can address. Where are the leaders of the multicultural Portland of a decade from now going to come from? Well, if the city does its job and the Office of Equity is part of that, those new leaders will come from among the citizen participants who've been drawn into the process by an effective policy of inclusion for all communities. There's no shortage of cities that have done poorly at inclusiveness, and we're not the first city to face these problems. We can learn from the mistakes of others, but the mechanism through which we learn is this Office of Equity. It's critical to our long-term health to make sure those underrepresented communities find their voice and their place at the table. So I encourage you to pass this and to think about the people who will have your jobs if this office is effective. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. And for everyone, if you have written testimony, please also, if you would, hand it to Carla. It just helps us sort of keep track of everything with it. All right. The next, thank you for your patience.
Next four are Cynthia Gomez, Ray Esprana, Jessica Lee, and Lee Po Cha.
Now, you'll notice that the judgment's slightly long, but he is a judge. And I felt uncomfortable gabbling him down.
And they'll be followed by Barbara McCullough-Jones, Margaret Braden, Vicki Herson, and Joyce Harris.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, mayors, city commissioners. My name is Lee Po Cha. I'm the director of the Asian Family Center and also the co-chair of the Coalitions of Community of Color. I am very honored and pleased to have a chance and the opportunity to speak to you tonight. I've heard already that you've been bombarded with data, our data, and which I would not do that. So I just wanted to go to the point and tell you that as an Asian American, we take great pride and are very proud of the terms that you give us as model minority. And I could say to you that in the city of Portland, your model minority is not doing very well either. And so the city of roses has not been very rosy for us either. And so with that, I'd like to encourage you to have the political will and not to be afraid of moving forward with this initiative. I could say that if you as our elected leaders for the city of Portland truly wanted to see some change for the next 25 years, and that if you do put equities into your Portland plan for the next 25 years to make sure that something would be more equitable and see that Portlanders succeed economically, academically, socially, whatever you wanted to see, I think this is the right vehicle for you to put forward. I know that it's not a perfect solution yet. There's still a lot of fine-tuning to do. But as our leader, I urge you to support it and to pass it. And that I think you would make your Portlanders, it doesn't matter what race they are, what class they are, what neighborhood they live in, I think they'll be very proud of something that you do that we're trying to make a difference in the next 25 years. And let's not wait the next 25 years to find out whether or not we are successful or not. So let's begin now so the next 5 years, we know where we're at, and the next 25 years, we know exactly where to go. So with that, I urge you to pass that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Welcome back.
Thank you. Mayor Adams, commissioners, it's always a blessing to be for you. It's also a blessing to be with all my relations in the audience. It is a pleasure. Tonight, I'm here to address my support for the creation of the Office of Equity. I think that the work that I've done in the community for over the years...
Repeat your name.
I'm sorry. I'm still Ray Espana. and I'm representing...
We're checking double tonight because, you know, Joanne Bowman's name changed.
That's right. Thank you very much, Mayor. Ray Espana, representing the Housing Organizations of Color tonight. My work in addressing equity and trying to operationalize it, I hope speaks for my ongoing work in that area. Tonight, I'm supporting and encouraging you to take the leadership position of approving the creation of the Office for Equity. It is one of it addresses the question of when. You know, when is the time to do this? And the issue is now. The case has been made for the failure of public policies and public systems. The data is clear on that. What we see as well is growing disparities, and that practice must end. So the Office of Equity, I think, represents good policy. It also represents good practice, and that is the creation by intention of an office to be the focal point and set the tone for the city of how it wants its business to be conducted and how it wants its citizens and community members to live and to have access to resources that can help them to thrive. And I think I'll just close with that. I just want to speak to you very clearly from the heart that this is really important to many people in the community. I think I stand with them. They stand with us and with you in moving this forward. We are committed to continue the work and to operate solutions and bring equity to our community. With that, I'll close. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Spano. Hi, welcome back.
Hi, thank you. Buenas tardes, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Cynthia Gomez, and I'm here tonight representing Latino Network. Since 1996, we've worked to provide transformational services in advocacy and education, leadership, and community development for Latinos in Multnomah County. We do this by engaging Latino youth and adults in learning that provides them the ability to participate meaningfully in decisions that impact their lives and the lives of their communities. One way we do this is through our Civic Leadership Academy project. To date, we have graduated more than 70 community leaders that are ready to make their neighborhoods and city a better, more equitable place to live. We'd like to especially thank Commissioner Fritz for her strong support of our organization and for taking the time to engage meaningfully with our graduates. We are so grateful for your support. Over the years, we've witnessed how the policy direction of important issues like public safety, housing, and neighborhoods can change in an instant because of the power and voice of the community. If we are not at the table when decisions are made, our neighborhoods and families will not be represented in the outcome. So it is in that vein that we are here today. Latino Network supports authentic and community-engaged efforts to address disparities within city government and promote equity at all levels of government. Under former Mayor Tom Potter, the city engaged with community through Vision PDX to identify equity as a top priority for Portlanders. An outcome of this was the creation of the Human Relations Office and Human Rights Commission. We urge you not to forget the countless hours of testimony, hard work, and community voices that went into the formation of this office. We urge the continuance of the work of HRC's work as a vital external convener around the issues the office will raise. Additionally, we also support the internal accountability of the City of Portland to its mission to serve all Portlanders through an office that reports to City Council, HRC, and the community about the city's progress in reducing disparities and monitoring of implementation of any recommended changes. These two efforts should complement one another, and we ask that you work with the community to make these efforts for the best interests of the community. A time for a meaningful focus on ending racial disparities within and external to the city is now. We are appreciative of the important steps we've made, but we need leaps and bounds to catch up to where we ought to be, from hirings to policy decisions, to strategic bureau investments. Each year we lose time is another year we lose the opportunity to address disparities and to serve our communities better. We look forward to the day when our city staff and investments reflect the interests and the leadership of everyone who lives here. Dedicated resources that promote equity and accountability is a necessary first step in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Hi, welcome.
Hi, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. My name is Jessica Lee. I'm here with Basic Rights Oregon on behalf of our executive director, who couldn't make it tonight, Gina Frazzini, but wish to express our strong support for the proposed Office of Equity. Basic Rights Oregon is a statewide advocacy organization that ensures that lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or LGBT, Oregonians experience equality. We represent thousands of LGBT Oregonians throughout the state, their families, and friends. Today, we're here in support of the proposed City of Portland Office of Equity and to urge your yes vote on the ordinance before you. At Basic Rights, we're committed to addressing the needs of all LGBT Oregonians, including those who face multiple forms of oppression and are often most impacted and underserved. This includes folks of color, folks with disabilities, youth, and transgender Oregonians. We believe the city can play an important role in addressing the many social, economic, and civic disparities suffered by LGBT communities, communities of color, immigrant and refugee communities, and other protected classes. The city of Portland has had a strong history of working to address inequities faced by LGBT populations. Portland's been one of the first cities to pass non-discrimination policies, to create a domestic partnership registry, and most recently ending insurance exclusions for city employees. Who are also transgender. The Office of Equity can build upon this foundation and provide much-needed focus to these efforts. While leadership from City Hall is essential, we also need to spread this commitment more broadly to ensure the city's shared values of ensuring access to opportunity for everyone are put into concrete action. Again, on behalf of Basic Rights Oregon, we're here to support this ordinance and to urge your yes vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. We appreciate it. All right, the next four.
Are Barbara McCullough-Jones, Margaret Braden, Vicki Herson, and Joyce Harris. They'll be followed by Matt Morton, Helen Ying, Nicole Maher, and Alan Lazo.
We will be taking a compassion break at 7:30. We have everybody. Who are we missing? Margaret?
Barbara McCullough-Jones, Margaret Braden, Vicki Herson, and Joyce Harris. All right, how about go ahead with Matt Morton?
Board Member Morton? Oh, come on up. We have another elected official that was hiding out here. That's all right, I didn't know you were here. Ms. Jones.
Good evening, Mayor Adams. City Commissioners, my name is Barbara McCullough-Jones. I'm the Executive Director of Q Center, Portland's Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center. It's clear from the recent rash of bias crimes, 4 in 4 months, that Portland's streets and neighborhoods are not completely safe for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Facilitating efforts like the Office of Equality that allows neighbors to meet neighbors and very likely meet people not like themselves would be beneficial. This is a simple start to bridging beliefs and experiences that may currently divide us. We'd like to see better training of patrol officers that help facilitate reporting of suspected bias crimes. The definition of family is changing in Portland. Portland has the 11th highest number of same-sex couples among all U.S. cities and the 7th highest as a share of population. The 2010 census shows same-sex households in Oregon grew by 68% in the past decade. Many households, however, refuse to respond to that kind of survey for fear of being exposed, which means often risking losing jobs, kids, and their families. More than 2,100 same-sex couples registered domestic partnerships in Multnomah County since they were instituted in February 2008. Despite these statistics, our families remain invisible. We would like more opportunities to participate in family-friendly events, programs, and services that reflect the changing definition of family. We want to see our families in brochures, on the city website, and in promotions. Discrimination in the workplace has improved with passage of the Oregon Equality Act in 2007. While legislation is a good first step toward ending discrimination, it does not generally change hearts. That requires human contact. Promoting bridge building and understanding with workplace colleagues should be an important goal for the Office of Equality. Efforts focused on mid-sized to small businesses are particularly important. Workplace cultures change slowly. Another element of disparity is in the area of city contracts. We would encourage you to consider the establishment of an LGBT-owned business classification, which would make eligible for certification in the city's targeted government contracting opportunities. Also, any time that contracts are awarded, we would encourage the city to require a full non-discrimination ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi, welcome back.
Good evening, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. I'm Vicki Herson, Executive Director for Elders in Action. Our mission is to ensure a vibrant community through the active involvement of older adults, and we've been proud to work with the City of Portland since 1968 to help ensure that the quality of life for everyone in Portland never depends on age. And I really want to thank Mayor Adams and Commissioner Fritz for their leadership in moving this proposal forward and welcome the support of all the other commissioners. Our Elders in Action Commission members and other elder advocates have provided input into the Portland Plan, and we commend the foresight of applying an equity lens in moving forward with making Portland a community where everyone has access to opportunities necessary to satisfy essential needs, advance their well-being, and achieve their full potential. As an Office of Neighborhood Involvement partner, we're aware of the time and thoughtful planning that has been put into this Office of Equity proposal. It's heartening to note that this new office will work in a positive and proactive way to ensure that all bureaus and city programs have the education and support to evaluate what has and has not worked and how to make changes as necessary. We see the Office of Equity as a wise investment in making changes to lead a more prosperous Portland for all. We appreciate the consideration of the initial focus on race, ethnicity, and issues of disability. The thoughtful review of the very comprehensive reports by the Urban League of Portland, State of Black Oregon, the Coalition of Communities of Colors, Communities of Color in Multnomah County, An Unsettling Profile, and the Coalition for Livable Futures Regional Equity Atlas will provide valuable data to guide the work of the Office of Equity. Since age affects everyone, regardless of race, ethnicity, disability, religion, or sexual orientation, we feel that the recent recommendations from the Age Friendly Cities report conducted by the Institute of Aging at Portland State University may also be a valuable tool to use. Portland has already signed on as a member of the World Health Organization's Global Network of Age-Friendly Cities. We encourage the efficiencies made when working in partnerships and the effectiveness of clear communication among all involved. After reading the ordinance and draft work plan, we feel confident that the creation of Office of Equity will work in concert with current work in this arena in the city and will not duplicate efforts, but will create a synergism of success. We see the initial plans for review of city bureaus using an equity lens as comparable to the elder-friendly lens we use to evaluate businesses and services. The Office of Equity will educate, monitor, and provide technical assistance to city bureaus and services to ensure that they are assessed with an equity lens. We're extremely encouraged that the Portland Plan has embraced the vision of equity, but more important is the proactive action that will be made by the Office of Equity in making Portland a city where all people may live and thrive. Elders in Action is delighted to help in any ways as the plan moves forward for the Office of Equity. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Harris?
Good evening, Mayor Adams, Commissioners Fritz, Leonard, Saltzman, and Fish. My name is Joyce Harris, and I wear a number of different hats, but I think what's most important is that I work with many of you on issues of equity. Dan, I was one of the co-signers on calling for the Department of Justice to investigate Portland police practices. Mayor, I work with you on the education cabinet. And professionally, I do direct an equity center, a regional equity center that's funded through the U.S. Department of Education that was created under the 1964 Civil Rights Act. So I know a little bit about equity. I also serve on the creation committee for this particular ordinance. I'm here this evening to, of course, add my voice in support of the ordinance to establish the Office of Equity. I just returned from Washington, D.C. the other night to attend the dedication of Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. And although it was canceled due to the weather, the spirit and commitment of Dr. King's relentless struggle to achieve equity and justice for all was everywhere. I visited the memorial, and many of us just you know, milled around talking about Dr. King. But what was sad is that we were all reminded that many of the inequities that Dr. King marched for and eventually lost his life for still exist today. Disparities in hiring, access to quality education, health care, elder care, transportation, environmental safety, the criminal justice center system, funding inequities, housing, gentrification, discriminatory housing practices, police and community conflicts, and the list goes on. As we try to create what Dr. King referred to as a beloved community, we must recognize that there is still much work to be done, and that as a city, we must be proactive and, like Dr. King, relentless in our advocacy and pursuit of fairness and justice for our citizens who are most disenfranchised. We must also remember that many of the key provisions of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 have still not been met. We need to identify policies and practices in our city that allow inequities to exist, and understand that our failure to address these inequities may, in many instances, violate the civil rights of citizens that are contained in the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The Office of Equity provides us with an opportunity to not only look at the data on disparities in our city, but to hold our government accountable for solutions to eliminate policies and practices that contribute to inequities and potential violations of civil rights. Dr. King reminded us, and I quote, "There is a maxim in the law. Justice too long delayed is justice denied." I urge each of you to draw on the courage and commitment to justice that Dr. King exemplified and support the creation of the Office of Equity. I leave you with these final words from Dr. King. "We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." Thank you.
Thank you. School Board Member Morton.
Thank you. Ogalapa Haxeaya. My name is Matt Morton. I'm from the Squaxin Island Tribe in Western Washington, and I have the privilege of serving on the Board of Education for Portland Public Schools. In fact, I'm here tonight to report that in June of this year, the Portland School Board listened to and voted on and approved a policy around equity for our entire district. In fact, it's one of the only of its kind in the country, and it provides a blueprint to what is both possible and desperately needed in our community here in Portland. Although there is a lot of work to be done, and I'm going to be a big part of that work, the overwhelming support by the board was an important public statement and recognition of our community's need and the district's commitment to equity of opportunity across all of our 85 schools serving more than 42,000 students. This commitment is particularly important to me and my wife. We have a two and a half year old son, and if he graduates in 16 years, he will be one out of 10 Native boys to graduate out of our current Portland Public Schools district. So that's important to me. On September 21st, I understand, this council has a similar opportunity to publicly demonstrate your commitment to real, authentic equity in our community. And in our community, and perhaps the most vulnerable of our community, our children, really have already waited way too long. And right now is no time to hesitate. So I'm here to promise two things. One is that this process will absolutely be messy. We won't have any answers. Well, we might have some, but not at first, and we won't have them all the time. But that's okay. I think the testimony tonight demonstrated that we're kind of bad at this right now. Or if it's strength-based, we have a lot of work to do. And
We'll have security help you out of the
thank
room.
You. But that's okay. We're actually pretty new to it. But we also have a lot of incredibly smart and talented individuals who are committed beyond belief to investing in this cause, and that is the strength of our community here in Portland. The second thing I can promise you is that you are absolutely not alone. You have partners, those of us here tonight, of course, but also others in the business community, social services and nonprofit organizations, the children attending our schools, their parents and their families, and me, and my like-minded colleagues on the board. Now, I'm new to the board, so I'm not going to commit their time to anything, but you certainly have my time and my resources and my effort. I want to thank you all very much for considering this, and good luck in this venture.
Thanks, and congratulations to your election. Thank you all very much. We're going to take a 7.5-minute compassion break. It is now 7:27. I'm going to go check.
You have 9 more on the invited and 40 on public.
I live very near your office.
You're the executive director.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Great, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I know how to get a hold of you.
Because I know you're
an excellent. Thank you.
Okay.